Hey everybody, welcome to Freestyle. This is an audio blog by me, Chuck Tomasi, and kind of a companion podcast to the other podcasts I do, a little peek behind the scenes. If this is your first time listening, thank you. I know there aren't a whole lot of Freestyle listeners. There used to be a bit more, but due to the frequency and whatnot, it's tapered off a bit, but I appreciate all of those of you who have stayed subscribed and stick around for these infrequent, but, love to do them, wish I could do them more moments. Winter is here with a vengeance as of last week. We got dumped on by about a foot and a half of snow. I believe it was Snowstorm Adrian, Allison, something like that. They name the snowstorms now, kind of like hurricanes. I thought that was kind of funny. They didn't used to do that when I was a kid, but it seems to be a tradition. We've got about 2 feet of snow on the ground. Roads are very snow-covered and slippery, kind of like you see on TV if you haven't watched, if you've seen like ice road truckers or something. It's a lot like that. There's practically no pavement on the side roads. About to pull up to one of the major thoroughfares in Appleton, College Avenue, and at least you can see the road. But then you run into this phenomenon they call black ice, where you have to be careful even though you can't see it. I think it ought to be called clear ice, because you can see the road. If it was black ice, you might have a better chance of spotting it. So travel times are a little slower in the winter, and you have to drive a little more carefully. With a teenage daughter now driving, that's very foremost on my mind. Despite what the calendar says, winter is here. It's about 1 degree right now, Fahrenheit. Yeah, that's really cold. There's a wind chill of about 13 below that keeps you on your toes. But you know, after all, it is winter. Hang on, just checking where my... Make sure the recording is working. Oh yeah, doing fine. Recording on the iPod this morning with the little Belkin thingy plugged in. So I always like to double check. The H2 is currently hooked up in the studio. I use it to feed the live stream on Sunday nights. But that did not work so well this past weekend because I had overdone my podcasting or bandwidth limit. Despite the fact of having business class, I was sending a whole bunch of archived Gmail back to the server. A couple of years ago, back in the fall of 2007, I actually ran out of space on Gmail. When they had 2 gigabytes, I'd been using it for about 2 years and used it all up. So what I did is I dumped everything to my local laptop using Thunderbird and held it there and had a separate local archive. Then, of course, shortly afterwards, the storage went from 3 gig to 4 gig and on up, and now it's 7 gigabytes. And if I run out there, I can always buy another 20 for $5 a year. And then I came across an article of how to put the email back. So I've slowly been putting it back, but apparently my ISP doesn't like that much uploading, and they throttled me. So Craig and I could barely hold a Skype conversation doing Sunday night's Technorama. Monday morning, things were back to snappy speed. So apparently I only get throttled temporarily. And over the next few nights, I should be finishing up that project. There were about 44,000 emails to put back. And it wasn't so much the uploading that was a problem. It was really just the organizing and getting Gmail to connect. If you want, you can read all about it on my Gmail blog. That's also at chuckjet.com, for those of you who don't know. But I suspect most of you do. Hard to believe, speaking of podcasting, that I've been doing this for 5 years. Yeah, December 11th marked the first episode of the original Chuck Chat, which I guess could now be considered, grew into Freestyle and Technorama. Yeah, it's been a long time. I can't... It's hard to believe 5 years have gone by already. Seems like it's been 2, but that would have been 2007. A lot has changed over the last 5 years in technology, software, made a lot of great friends. I really appreciate everybody who's reached out or reached back and taken me into their ears and listened, me and Craig and all the other fun podcasters that are out there. It's been a wonderful journey, and I hope to continue it as long as possible. There have been times when I question whether or not it could or should or would continue, but I think it's pretty solid. It's not as mainstream as we had once had hoped, but you know, it's a nice alternative content. And I think those of you who listen would agree that it's different than the ordinary everyday terrestrial radio. It hasn't made as big of a dent as the original podcasters dreamt, but thanks to things like iTunes, it's made a significant impact on the way people get their content and listen to their content. And you know, the best way to keep it going is word of mouth. Tell other people, and every day new people are being introduced to it. I still have to remind myself of that 5 years later. It's still new to a lot of people. The book. I don't know if I mentioned this in the last one, because it's been about a month since I did a freestyle. Craig and I have been feverishly writing Sam's Teach Yourself WordPress in 10 Minutes, and as of yesterday, we got all our 100% on the initial draft written up. It's been turned in. 50% was done on time. I'd taken a couple of weeks off in November to really crank away on this thing, knowing we had a deadline, and got it all done. So now it's off for editing. We'll see how they mark it up. There are a couple places we know we can improve already. As we wrote, I think the writing style changed. As we wrote, the software version changed. So that's both good and bad. It meant we had to pull back a couple of chapters from the editors, make some quick changes. Things like the trash feature were introduced on WordPress.com, coming soon to WordPress.org in 2.9. But some of the earlier chapters were written with a delete, and some of the later chapters were written with a trash. So I had to get those fixed up, which was oh so fun a couple of weekends ago. But we got that done. Very happy to have that behind us going into the holidays. We should start seeing some cash from that also. I just hope we make the page content, because I think a couple of chapters were a little thin. The idea of the 10-minute books is that you can get in, read a book, read a chapter in 10 minutes and get going on that topic. So set up a Twitter account in 10 minutes and then fill out your profile in 10 minutes or log into WordPress.com and set up a blog in 10 minutes and then start filling out the settings and do a theme in 10 minutes, that kind of stuff. Whole lot of fun. Try to be concise. It wasn't as lighthearted and fun as a style of writing as the Dummies book, but I, in some ways, I actually prefer that. It was closer to what I do at work on a regular basis. I mentioned the Gmail thing, putting all that email back on the server, and I know that some of you are probably asking, why, Chuck? Why would you put 44,000 mail back on the server? Why not just leave it there? Well, part of it is hard drive failure and you know, faith in the cloud, putting it all in one spot. There's a lot of old email addresses that I had forgotten about, or people that I want to keep in touch with that I haven't since 2007, sad but true. And a lot of file attachments, license codes that I have to dig out. We recently bought a new iMac. I don't know if I told anybody about that, but we bought a beautiful new 27-inch iMac. Just loving it. I don't get to use it. It's not my primary machine, but I inherit the 20-inch Intel iMac that we bought a couple of years ago. When we received the new 27-inch, the screen was smashed, which was disappointing. But we got that fixed up in a couple of days. Didn't have to send it away or anything. There's a local Apple dealer, not an Apple store, wish. But Apple dealer fixed that up. And sorry about these pregnant pauses. There is a bit of traffic going around on the main US 41 highway. Roads are clear, but there's lots of trucks weaving in and out. Big semi-tractor trailers and dump trucks and utility bucket trucks and things. So trying to keep my eye on the traffic. But yeah, lots of good stuff in the old email, and it's just kind of fun to see who I was writing to and when I first started. I actually started with opened my first Gmail account on December 31st, 2004. Yes, 2004. Otherwise, the Gmail podcast couldn't be 4 years old this coming Friday. The 18th was the episode zero or episode one of the Gmail podcast. So I'm thinking about going back and redoing some of those earlier ones and maybe make a little archive or library of just getting started things. That's one of my plans for that podcast in 2010. We've got lots of other podcast plans that I've got to get on the table. One of them, we registered the domain technorama.tv. All it's doing right now is redirecting back to our site. Not sure if we want to move everything over there or just leave it as a redirect. It is kind of fun just to have a Technorama domain, albeit I don't understand why TV domains are more expensive than .coms, .nets, .info, .mobi, .biz, but they are. So I registered that for a couple of years. We'll see how that goes. Kind of mixed emotions about that. Branding with the Chuck Chat thing, keeping everything under one umbrella is nice, but by the same token, might be easier to find if it's technorama.tv. Also related to podcasting, we've got a bit of noise in the mixer. Not so noticeable on things like the Gmail podcast, where I can hide it beneath the bed music. But as I get more things plugged in to the mixer, like a laptop or the iPod or whatever, it starts to become more noticeable, and Craig's having a more difficult time cleaning that up. So over the holidays, I'm going to see if I can get the mixer into a repair guy and see if he can clean up that noise. Otherwise, I might have to break down and buy a new mixer, and that's going to be some expense that I hadn't anticipated. And you know, the podcast does run on a pretty fine budget. We'll see how that goes. Before I go, I want to just mention that 2009 has been a wonderful year. I'm very thankful for my family being very supportive in everything I do, whether it's a trip to California to teach the National Park Service how to podcast, or Dragon Con or whatever. Very thankful for having a wonderful job this year that I can rely on my staff to cover for me while I'm on vacation, be it Dragon Con or writing a book or whatever. It's just been wonderful to have that backup team. Without the family and the team at work, I couldn't do half of this stuff. I would just be a total wreck and a mess and stressed out. But I am not. I'm very happy, very thankful, very grateful for everything that's come my way in 2009. Thankful to my parents to continue to be an inspiration. They were at my karate graduation in November. Thankful they're still around. Hope that they're around for another year or more. But realize that they probably don't have many more years in them. So really getting appreciative of every moment that the girls and I can spend with them. Because I remember it was about not much older than where the girls are now that my grandparents had passed away. So just wanted to pass on my thanks to them. Looking forward to 2010. Looks like it's going to be another great year. I've got a speaking engagement in Orlando at the HDI National Conference in March. Another possible speaking thing in April, and another possible one in June with different organizations. Not so far away on those. One is, I think it's over by Sheboygan or Manitowoc in June, and one is possibly in San Diego. Still waiting to hear back on those, and trying to figure out if we can get Julie to Dragon Con in September. We don't know her school schedule yet. So again, very busy year in 2009. Looking forward to a terrific 2010. The book coming out in March. If you're not running a blog or don't know where to get started, just search for my name on Amazon and you'll find it. The book is called Sam's Teach Yourself WordPress in 10 Minutes. It's available for order. Otherwise, I think we've got an Amazon ad on the Gmail podcast site and Technorama, which are both available through chuckchat.com. I'm going to update and probably put one on my chucktomasi.com website as well. So been a wonderful year. I forgot, a wonderful year for hooking up with old friends. I think it was about a year ago that I signed up with Facebook, and that was like walking into a party that was already going on, and everybody just kind of welcomes you in and hooked up with more. I've found more old high school friends that I haven't spoke to either since our last reunion in 2003, or even older. I mean, there are some people that I lost track of 15, 20, almost 30 years ago that it's been great reconnecting with them, being able to just be a few clicks away and keeping in touch, because it's all about the people. That's one thing I learned a few years ago, that keep those relationships alive and keep corresponding. Make time just to write a quick email to somebody you haven't talked to in a while. And they'll be surprised. They love to hear from you, and you'll get a conversation going. Even if you don't do it all that often, keep them. I've got a list that of people that I just sort of rotate around. Doesn't have to be huge, but take a wide sampling. So that's going to be it. I wish everybody a happy holidays. Stay warm, stay safe, and best wishes for the new year in everything you do, and keep in touch. Love to hear from you. Take care. Binary high five. 101.